It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. It's the 22nd of the month. God is good, is he not? He's a great God. He's a wonderful God. The only thing God can't do is lie and fail. We're going to have a special broadcast on that, but that's what the Bible teaches. He cannot lie and he cannot fail. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we serve a wonderful God. Well, it's time for our opening prayer at this time, and I would ask my wife, Undreamed Of, to take us to the throne of grace at this time. I'm going to open up her line. She might not be open. I'm going to go ahead and open up her mic. All right, you're open, sweetie. Uh-oh, wrong one.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to be able to come together and to have worship. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to be able to hear from you. We pray that you would anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, bless us this morning as we grow in grace and wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time.
Amen. It's about time. Our topic today is blue, purple, and scarlet. What do they mean in the Bible? Blue, purple, and scarlet. What do they mean in the Bible? Friends, we are actually going to look at one verse in the Bible. There's much to the sanctuary that we can learn and be blessed by, but just this one verse, talking about the curtains. So we're going to pray first before we begin. Heavenly Father, thank you very much for this opportunity to share with the people about the coloration of the Bible, of the Bible colors, and what they mean and how they teach us the wonderful love of Jesus. We ask that you bless us now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, brothers and sisters, people often accuse us just because they don't want to keep God's law of being legalistic. Let me tell you something. They've just never studied the sanctuary. That's the bottom line. The sanctuary is all about the love of God. But you can't have love without obedience. Do you know Jesus said in John 14, if you love me, finish it for me. Keep my commandment. So if you're not keeping the commandment, then that shows you don't love him. Brothers and sisters, if you know better. Now, if you don't know, then God is so wonderful. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 says he winks at our ignorance. Praise God. Amen. Okay, so we are going to get right into this right now. It says, moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle. This is Exodus 26, verse 1. Moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen. So before we get into the colors, what does fine linen represent, brothers and sisters? Let's see what the Bible says. If you go to Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 and 8, the Bible says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. You see, the church is a woman in the Bible. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. So my brothers and sisters, God wants a people who do what is right, right doing. That's what righteousness is. It means you do what is right. Okay, that's what it means, brothers and sisters, the righteousness of saints. So if the fine linen is the righteousness of saints, and it says that these curtains were made with fine twined linen, so they were fine linen but just tightly twined together, notice what it says, and blue. So the tabernacle was made of fine twined linen and blue, it says. Okay, let me just go back here and see what we're doing. Okay, all right. My apologies. I had opened up somebody's microphone accidentally. All right. Fine twine linen and blue, it said. Okay, fine twine linen and blue. What does blue represent in the Bible, my friends? We're going to go now to the book of Numbers, chapter 15. Numbers, chapter 15, verses 38 and 39. The Bible says, speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put up on the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember. What is the blue for? Remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them. You see, brothers and sisters, they were taught the plan of redemption. They were taught that the standard that God had was a standard of righteousness, and that righteousness ends on that garment. They had a fringe on the bottom of blue. What is righteousness? It's simply obeying God's commandments. We can't do that in our own strength, brothers and sisters. And so I'm going to share something with you that's going to be so powerful, it's going to make you shout. Can we say amen to that? Well, you don't know yet because we haven't heard it. Amen. All right. It says ribbon of blue so that they could remember the commandments. So you have righteousness, the fine twine linen. There was blue in the curtain. That means it would represent right doing, righteousness, that we can overcome sin, brothers and sisters. And watch this. And purple. What does purple represent in the Bible? Well, if you go to the book of John, my friends, John chapter 19, verses 1 through 5, it says, then Pilate, therefore, took Jesus and scourged him. That old rascal Pilate knew Jesus was innocent, but still let him be beaten, thinking that if I let him be beaten, then they'll feel like he's punished enough, and then we can let him go. No, you don't do that, brothers and sisters. You politicians in the church as well, you don't hurt somebody just because they become collateral damage so you can climb up the ladder. That's not godly, my brothers and sisters. We don't treat people that way. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. So what are they doing? They're putting a crown, but it's made of thorns. They're mocking him, but that was what you do to a king. You crown a king. But they put thorns to hurt our Savior, you see. So they're mocking him with this display of fake royalty. So notice what this fake royalty, what they did, and they put on him a purple robe. Purple robes were what kings wore, brothers and sisters, and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them. Now remember, Pilate let them put thorns in his head. Pilate let them beat him. Pilate had them, let them beat him, and they put thorns on his head. Behold, this is what Pilate said. I bring him forth to you that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Stop being like a Democrat. Stop being like a Republican where you don't tell the truth and you don't do what is right because you just got to get your party ahead. Stop trying to get your way in the board meeting just to have your way, and you don't care if your way causes people to have collateral damage, steps on some people and hurts them and doesn't display Christ to them, because stop refusing to allow your people in your church to follow the health message, which would allow natural ways of combating pandemics, but you won't sign a piece of paper. You let them die, or you let them lose their jobs. Shame on you. Oh, my brothers and sisters, God is trying to help us understand that Pilate was a politician. And he already said, he didn't say, I find a misdemeanor. He didn't say, I find a second-class felony. He said, I find no fault. Well, why did you let him get beat? Because you wanted to please the priest and the Levites and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You see, to please people, you'll hurt people. That's politics, brothers and sisters, and there's no politics going to heaven. That's why we're so messed up in our government, brothers and sisters. Almost every politician is an attorney. And brothers and sisters, I'm not against attorneys. There's some godly attorneys. But I'm here to tell you that they didn't learn how to be righteous in law school. They just didn't. You know, we don't have too many Lincoln lawyers today. You know, Lincoln, who was one of the few lawyers in history that didn't go to law school, but he self-taught himself to be a lawyer and became the president of the United States. He actually developed a system of criteria of what would make a good lawyer. And he had words like integrity and honesty and whatever in that list, brothers and sisters. There aren't too many Lincoln lawyers today. I'm not saying there aren't any, praise God. There just aren't many. That's why the Bible says, God says, I can't use many wise men of the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. It didn't say any, praise God. You see, the noble represent people who have high standing. The mighty represent people who have money, because money has power. And the wise represent people that have high degrees, lots of education. God can't use most people with advanced degrees. Isn't that a shame? That's a shame. God can't use most people who have advanced degrees. Why? Because they will not give him the glory. They politicize things. They don't tell the honest truth. Okay? They don't. It's just a fact. God can't use most people who have a lot of money, because that money goes to their head. The love of it is the root of all evil, the Bible says in Timothy. And so, I think it's 1 Timothy 16. And so God can't use a lot of people who have popularity, because they will compromise in order to keep that popularity. God's plan is not popular on this earth, but it is the only plan that works, my friend. I'd rather live free than die. How about you? Live free is an acronym for the live free lifestyle. Love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. I'd rather live free than die in bondage. How about you? Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, behold the man. Oh, my brothers and sisters, look at Jesus. He had a crown of thorns, but he had a purple robe. That in sacrifice, he is King of Kings. Purple represents royalty, my friend. So go back to our verse. Moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains, each curtain for one of God's commandments, brothers and sisters. 10 represents the commandments. Fine twined linen, that's the righteousness of saints, brothers and sisters. So God is wanting to tell us that the sanctuary taught us how to be good people, righteous people, not fake people. The reason why more people aren't Christians is because of Christians. The reason why people leave Christianity and go to Islam is because Christians don't follow the Bible. Friends, I've already shared with you my story. The Quran does not teach the truth, and it will not give you peace. Yes, it gets you, makes you militant and all of that type of thing. And I'm not saying every Muslim is like radical as in doing crimes. But I'm here to tell you, I've been exposed to it, had relatives in it, and it does not give you peace, brothers and sisters. I'm just here to tell you, if you want peace, that song says, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit. Forever I pray in fathomless billows of love. Oh, that's a beautiful song, brothers and sisters. Maybe we need to sing the whole song one day. I'm here to tell you, you cannot have peace until you surrender your heart to Christ. When you surrender your heart to Christ, racism won't make you. It won't make you mad because somebody was racist against you. Now, you will have righteous indignation about the institution of racism, whether you're black or whether you're white. But you're not going to be mad because somebody does you wrong, because the Bible says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Some of my Muslim associates would try to use the Bible to say that it promotes slavery. The Bible doesn't promote slavery. You all just don't read it right. You see, there was no word called employee in the Bible. There was no word called employer in the Bible, so it called it master and servants. And sometimes in the Bible, it was master and slaves. But in the institutions that God set up, he never, ever supported the abuse of an employee. And there were always ways that even if you had to work to pay off a debt, you couldn't be in debt for over 7 years. They had to let you go. You paid off a debt, you were free in 7 years. You couldn't even have a car note. No, cars weren't there, but, you know, you couldn't have a house note for more than 7 years. We need to go back to the Bible, God's economy. You won't find that in Islam. You won't find that in Hinduism. It's just that Christians aren't Christians. They just are Christians in name only, you see. And so I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, the Bible doesn't support slavery as we understand it, as in the slavery of the Egyptians or the slavery of people from Africa. The Bible doesn't support that. That's a big old lie, and Islam tells that lie. At least the Nation of Islam does tells that lie, but I didn't fall for it. You see, I told you my story. They pull stuff out of the Bible that they don't even understand, and then they try to show. Remember I told you that story about when I was a young man selling Christian books, these Muslim leaders in the mosque, they bought my books. And they sat down with me, heard my little canvas and sales pitch and everything, were very kind. Then they took the picture of Jesus that was a white picture of Jesus. And we really shouldn't have white pictures of Jesus, brothers and sisters. You shouldn't have black pictures of Jesus. Because when you isolate him to a particular race, then it causes people of another race to think, you know, he doesn't have to have his picture shown, okay? So it would have been better not to have a white picture of Jesus. But I'm 15 years old, okay? I'm trying to sell some books. And they show me in the Bible where the Bible says two men came out of the tomb, and then one of the other writers said one man came out of the tomb, and they slammed the Bible and said it's a white man's book, and these white people don't know it, they're deceiving you. But you know what? Even at my little 15 years old, I knew what the Bible said. The Bible didn't say that because I'm big and strong, and I stayed when I saw the first man, and my little buddy who's a lot smaller than me, he ran when he saw the first man. Well, when we come back and tell our stories, I'm going to say I stayed till I saw two. He's going to say, well, I saw one. That's not the point. What is the teaching? The Bible doesn't say the recollection of every disciple is going to be exactly correct, in that this one's going to remember everything that this one remembers, or this one saw exactly what this one saw. They were looking at it from different perspectives. Maybe one disciple didn't see two. He only saw one. But the Bible says that when they came full of demons, that Jesus commanded the demons to leave, and that those men were clothed and in their right mind sitting at the feet of Jesus. The teaching is Jesus is stronger than the devil. That's what the teaching is, and that's consistent in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's what I had to tell those Muslim leaders, brothers and sisters, and so I did not start wearing a bow tie and become one of the members of the Nation of Islam, because there's no peace there. I know, brothers and sisters, because I've had many and I've ministered to them. It does not bring peace. It does not. It does not. Now, again, they're more militant. They're more more apt to tell the truth on certain things, even in the area of health, than you'll find most Christians are willing to tell. That's because we've been watered down. Our religion has been watered down. But the Bible is still the truth. It's still the truth. Even if you don't want to follow it, it's still the truth, my friend. All right. So you have fine linen, that's right, doing righteousness. You have blue, which is keeping the commandments. Purple is royalty. And scarlet, my friends, scarlet represents the sacrifice, particularly the sacrifice of Jesus in spilling his blood. Let me show it to you. Isaiah 1:18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I love physiology, friends. Did you know that when your blood comes in contact with fresh air, that it turns a scarlet color? Did you know that? Well, air represents the Holy Ghost, because Jesus said, the Bible says in John 20, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Jesus said of the Holy Spirit, he said, the wind bloweth as it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but you don't know where it came from. So is he that is born of the Spirit. So when you have the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, it livens up the blood of Jesus in your life, and you begin to understand it. You begin to apply the blood to your life, and you are forgiven of your sins when you truly and honestly confess. That's what's wrong with us. We're too proud to confess. We're too proud to say, you know what? I've taught something that was not right. I am sorry. And the more PhDs you have, the harder it is. But let me tell you, there are some PhDs that will be honest and will tell you that. There are some MDs that will be honest and will tell you that. There are some people with master's degrees that will be honest and will tell you that. But they're not taught that in their schooling. They're taught that by the Holy Spirit, to be humble. God can't use proud people, brothers and sisters. He can't use us. He might use us when we're trying to hurt God's people, like Saul was proud, but David was humble. So God had to use Saul's pride to teach a lesson to Saul and to get honor for his servant David. Nebuchadnezzar, proud old rascal. God used him, but he had to be taught a lesson, and he ended up going crazy for a few years until he learned his lesson. So pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. My brothers and sisters, God is trying to teach us the plan of redemption. Fine linen, we have to be righteous. How do we are righteous? The blue. We keep God's commandments. When you keep God's commandments, with God's help, you're part of his royal family. That's why he said you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, okay, that you should call forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness. And scarlet, that happens as we give our lives in sacrifice for Christ, because he gave his life in sacrifice for us. So righteousness, commandment keeping, sacrifice brings royalty. Fine linen, blue, scarlet, and purple. And by the way, blue and scarlet make purple. So commandment keeping with sacrifice is what makes you part of the royal family. God is so merciful, friends. He teaches us these wonderful things. That's just one verse in chapter 26 and talking about the curtains. But it's so amazing that it teaches the plan of redemption in the Old Testament sanctuary. May God bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Father in heaven, bless us as we end the worship segment of our worship and wellness broadcast. We ask that you bless us as we prepare to take a break with our torso song and come back and hear a health message from Sister Lenny. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, my brothers and sisters, when we come back from our break, we will hear from Sister Lenny on the subject, letting go of worry. Letting go of worry. All right. God is good. It's time now for our torso song. Enjoy.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock, knock. On our door, we will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life, so you don't have to smoke. Escape to North Hall, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
And the next voice you will hear is Sister Lenny, Letting Go of Worry.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Letting go of worry. What if we knew for certain that everything we're worried about today will work out fine? What if we had a guarantee that the problem bothering us would be worked out in the most perfect way and at the best possible time? Furthermore, what if we knew that 3 years from now we'd be grateful for that problem and its solution? What if we knew that even our worst fear would work out for the best? What if we had a guarantee that everything that's happening and has happened in our life was meant to be, planned just for us and in our best interest? What if we had a guarantee that the people we love are experiencing exactly what they need in order to become who they're intended to become? Further, what if we had a guarantee that others can be responsible for themselves and we don't have to control or take responsibility for them? What if we knew the future was going to be good and we would have an abundance abundance of resources and guidance to handle whatever comes our way. What if we knew everything was okay and we didn't have to worry about a thing? What would we do then? We'd be free to let go and enjoy life. You know, worrying can cause high blood pressure, high blood sugars. It can cause depression. Many health problems can increase due to worrying, such as obesity, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, depression, gastrointestinal problems, and asthma. We don't have to worry about anything. But if you do worry, know that you are choosing to worry, and it is not necessary. This morning's health segment is coming from The Language of Letting Go, page 81. May the grace of God be with you as you go through your day. God bless you and thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All right. It's roll call time. All right. And I'm going to answer a question that somebody had as well. We got Sister Vicky from Georgia, and she asked about a change of a quiz. So, Vicky, I misunderstood, Sister Vicky, what you meant. And so all the quizzes will be as you understood them to be. So that's a setting that may have changed with a new quiz, and we just need to go back and change the setting. So thank you for letting us know. So I will go back and figure that out. Maybe send me a text on my phone and let me know which quiz you noticed that in. I think I know. I think it was the muscular system quiz. So just check that out for me. Send me a text on my phone and let me know which quiz that was. All right. All right. We've got Brother Peyton. Good morning from Brother Peyton. So that represents, we got Georgia with Sister Vicky and North Carolina with Brother Peyton. We've got the country of Kenya in Africa with Brother Brian. He says good morning to everybody. And then we have South Carolina mentioned, on the text on Facebook with Sister Angela and Sister Glorious out of Virginia. Not sure where Justin is from, but God bless you, my dear brother. And a good morning from Sister Glorious. We've got a good morning from Sister Bernadette in Florida. Praise God. And a good morning from Salida in Virginia. And we got Brother Gladstone. God bless you, brother. I'm not sure. I think that's Maryland. And yes. Okay. Thank you so much, sis. We'll take care of that. Okay. So we're going to the phone line. And on the phone lines, we have Ohio. We have Ohio again and Ohio again. And we have then Alabama. We want to praise God for those who get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, those on Eastern time. We have at least two. That's Alabama and usually a dear one from Iowa. But moving forward, it says we've got, we have Maryland on the line. We have Delaware, and Delaware again. Praise God. Good to see my brother today. We've got Michigan. We've got New Jersey. And we have Iowa. We have Oklahoma. That's another Eastern time person. Praise God for you getting up early. And we have Georgia again. God bless each one of you. Phone lines are open. Press *6 if you have any comments or questions. So basically what Sister Vicky was talking about, we have quizzes. So those of you who are in the school, you can go take a quiz for the muscular system, and we just put the quiz up, and it has a setting where every time you get an answer, it'll tell you if the answer's right or if it tells you it's wrong, or it'll tell you at the end how many you got right and wrong. And what we've been doing is telling you right after each question. So when we put that up, we just didn't have the right setting for that. So we'll go in and change that right away for you, sister. And we've got Sister Leilani on the call, and we'll take her call at this time. Good morning, Sister Leilani.
I was wondering about the hydrogen generator.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard a podcast the other day that hydrogen water was really good to drink. And that there's an adjustment that you can make hydrogen water with that generator?
Yes, ma'am. The generator that we have and that we build, you can actually breathe hydrogen at night, and or you can actually just bubble extra hydrogen in your water. So like if you have a water bottle, you can just turn it on, let it bubble in there for a few minutes, and then drink it, and you've got hydrogen-infused water. You have other types of hydrogen water machines. Ours is it's a heavy-duty machine. That's why it can stay on for 8 hours while you're sleeping. But it does wonders. It relieves pain. It removes inflammation from your body, shrinks cancer cells. It just does a lot of wonderful things for you. So let us know if you're interested.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Anyone else want to share anything? We're just excited about what God is doing in training medical missionaries, brothers and sisters, for a fraction of the cost. Go to Torso Flow. That's TORSOFLOW, TorsoFlow.org, and you'll be able to see our course that we're offering now. And by the way, although it doesn't say it as clearly, you can take that course, okay? It says it's closed, but that means that we're not taking any more virtual students, meaning that we're live every Sunday. But as soon as that live video is done, that video lesson is in the course soon thereafter. So the bottom line, you get all the same material. You just didn't get it at the time that it was first given to the students. And so you don't miss a beat. You don't miss anything. As a matter of fact, many people in our student program, they can't make it every Sunday. So they just go back and they watch the lesson. And then there's quizzes. The answers to each quiz question is found in the textbook. And students are having a good time. So we praise God for allowing us to have this method in these last days of preparing people to be medical missionaries. There's no one else in the queue. If there is anyone else that has a comment or question, please press star 6. Let us know if you have anything you'd like to share. I forgot to answer a text message last night that came. And so Sister Lenny, I'll be getting back with you. So definitely keep our friends that we mentioned that had been jailed wrongly in prayer. There is some new news. And so contact me if you've been asked to pray, because I think several of you have been asked to pray, and I have an update for you. So just send me a text message, and I'll get back with you on that. All right, friends, God is good. We're going to close out at this time and wish you God's richest blessing. I'm going to turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of, to have our closing prayer.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for your loving watch care over our lives. And now as we go about your day of preparation, we pray that you'll help us, Lord, to be successful in these efforts, to be able to welcome in your holy Sabbath. We ask that your spirit will continue to lead, guide, direct, and instruct our lives. And we pray for everyone on this line for special healings to be granted for spiritual, mental, and physical. For you to help us, Lord, in our time of need and despair. Help us as we go through missing the loss of a loved one, a dear friend, a spouse, a relative, a child, whatever that loss was. We just pray that you will help us, Lord. Give us strength, encouragement, peace, and rest. And we pray that you will be with those that are in need of financial assistance. We ask that you will make sure, Lord, that every need can be satisfied and can be met in accordance with that purpose and whatever those circumstances are. And we pray for those that are going through spiritual attacks, that they will be able to pray to you, Lord, for protection and deliverance. Help us to stay faithful to your word by studying it every day. And help us, Lord, to be able to pray without ceasing, keeping our line of communication open to you as we draw close to you. These things are asked and prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. Happy Preparation Day, and God bless you.
We'll be on tomorrow for the Worship and Wellness broadcast, and we have a special series that we're going through on our Sabbath service on Zoom. We're taking physiology from the Bible. We talked about the skin. We've talked about the bones. We've talked about the muscles. And now we'll be talking about the nerves as a sermon on Sabbath at 12. So join us, my friends. God bless you. It's time now for us to have our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.